90s, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best, the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover
spit nipply out. I mean nippy out. What did I say? Nipple. There is a nip in the air, though.
Crossed over. If I ever.
Yeah, I don't think that's funny because I don't think making jokes about women's bodies.
Dust at my feet.
I just don't like it.
I misspoke. I think you didn't mean to say
that. Oh, that's different then.
Yeah.
Okay, I know people are tired of hearing me do this, but just up a notch on the headphones. There you go. Thank you. In the old days, I had my own headphone volume control. That's when I worked for Gannett, and they had a lot of money. And you could just put in a requisition going, hey, I'd like my own headphone volume, and boom, the next day it was done.
Wow.
You walk in, it's done.
Wow.
Those days are over. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'll tell you what I'd like to do today. Thursday is the loosest day we have because the only segments we have are Bill Clevelin and Mike Evans. And today we have a trial balloon. I got a guy named Stephen Reed.
Trial balloon?
Trial balloon, yeah.
Never heard of that.
You've never heard the term trial balloon?
No.
Where you send up a balloon to test the winds? And
no.
Dan, have you ever heard trial balloon?
Yeah, I have.
Well, he's 36.
Yeah.
He's like a dumb kid.
Trial balloon. Yeah, wow, I learned something new today.
We're floating
trial
balloon with
Stephen
Reed.
The show just started, and I've already learned something new.
See?
That's
See?
Amazing.
See? If you worked anywhere else, you'd just continue to be stupid.
People think this is just a dumb show.
No.
Nothing ever happens.
No. It may have dumb people on it,
right? Yep.
But they get smarter the longer they're on the show. So we are floating a trial balloon with Stephen Reed. He sent me an email. He's a hunter. He's an outdoorsman. So we're going to do an outdoor segment with Stephen Reed today, about 4:30, 4:35, whatever. But it's still our wide open day. To talk and just swap stories and chat. And if I could, I'd like to we'll do the Burke segment. In fact, let's do the Burke segment, and then I'll tell you what I would like to complain about and not rant necessarily, but then I'll let you join in if you're in agreement with me. Do we have any Burke segment stuff?
I do. I have some.
All right. If you don't recognize that voice, it is the voice that brings us Walter Cronkite, Tom Brokaw, the Cowardly Lion, the Scarecrow. But who else am I forgetting?
Sylvester Stallone.
Jack Nicholson, Sylvester Stallone.
The
list is too long to even try to recall. Here's Dan Strauss. What do you have, Dan?
I was watching TV this morning, and you scan around, and then they have all these different type of commercials on that aren't usually on, I guess, during the prime time.
Right, directed primarily to women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one is, you can get cash online. You don't talk to anybody. You can go get cash online.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Tell me more.
So, and they said it was deposited directly into my account. It was so easy. All I have to do is just pay it back. I get it one easy payment and
this
other
great.
Stuff. Oh, it makes it sound tremendous.
Did you call them?
No, I didn't call them because you have to go online. So I went online and I checked it out.
Okay.
So I pulled up like the state of Missouri, and if you borrow $600.
That's exactly the amount I wanted to borrow.
Yeah. You will pay back a little over $1,400.
That's a great deal.
39 point something odd percent.
How long do you have that. To pay it back?
Yeah.
I don't know how long you get to pay that
But
back.
No matter what, even if you pay it back in 6 months, you still owe them $1,400.
I guess. I don't know. I haven't really gotten that far, but it doesn't really tell you that. It gives you like a payment plan.
The only way that's a good deal is if you borrow $600 and you have 40 years to pay back $1,400.
Yeah.
See, that would be a good deal.
Yeah. So I just thought.
Well, look, for anybody. I don't want to insult people, but if and I'd like to think nobody in our audience is this stupid. If you think really that you're going to go online and say I need $600 and they're just going to shoot it into your account and you're not going to get bent over, you're stupid.
Oh, by the next day it'll be in your account.
Oh my goodness, you instantly owe them a lot of money, a lot more than $600.
Yeah.
Don't be that stupid.
Oh yeah.
It's like I really don't think that any of our audience, because I'd like to think they're, you know, maybe not, like, I'm no college graduate, but we're not stupid, that when you see an ad that you can have your car painted and it'll look like a brand new car for $300.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, I know.
Come on, that's impossible.
But
it's impossible.
I was watching this ad today and I thought, man, they make this sound like it's just the greatest thing. It's like, don't worry about your bank, don't worry about anything else. We can have the money in your account tomorrow.
Yeah. And don't think they're just going to turn away and ignore when you don't pay. You're going to be in a world of hurt.
Yes.
And the mere fact that they said, don't worry about your bank, worry about anything. Boy, there's your red flag.
Yeah.
And it's directed at desperate people.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
They're desperate.
Yeah. Yeah.
People that are at home during the day, probably maybe out of work.
Out of work. And there are desperate people, and desperate people sometimes do stupid things out of desperation. I get that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
What do you have, P.I.?
I have just one thing via Bill Clevelin. He's on our show every day.
I've heard him.
Comedy segment. He saw this video, so I had to check it out. This woman, Molly Schuyler.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. She went to this restaurant. Apparently, she's a competitive eater. And she has the new world record now for this steak. 72-ounce steak. And she ate in 3 minutes.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
3 minutes.
Oh, that's... Look, how many pounds is that? 72 ounces. What is that? 5 pounds? What is that? 6 pounds. 6 pounds.
Yeah.
A 6-pound steak.
Wow.
In 3 minutes?
Yes. Well, the old record was 6 minutes, 48 seconds. This is at the Sailor's Old Country Kitchen in Portland. I guess they have this eating challenge where you can, and I think only 10 women have, I think 1,500 people have completed it and 500, I don't know, but only 10 women have done it before, but now she owns the outright.
Is there video
record.
Of her eating it?
There is video.
Well,
yes.
I want to see it.
It's on our Facebook
page. She had to inhale it.
Yes.
She couldn't have chewed.
I don't know how these competitive eaters do it. I mean, she's a tiny woman, too. She's not, I would guess she's maybe 100.
She's like
100,
that Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, or that,
that Japanese
that Sonya something, she's the Black Widow, I think they call her. But they're tiny. I mean, a lot of these people are tiny that do this. I don't understand.
Well, I would watch. If you find
it's on our Facebook page.
Okay, it's on our Facebook. I would watch that.
Yes.
A woman eating a 7-pound steak, or 6-pound steak. In, what did we decide?
3 minutes?
6 or 7.
Six pounds. Yeah.
In 3 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
And that wasn't the only part of the challenge. You have to eat side dishes, too. They don't show that on the video because she did it, you know, she just tried to eat the steak in the fastest amount of time. But then you have to eat all the side dishes in an hour, I guess, and you probably get it free or something, you know, one of those deals. But, yes, amazing.
Facebook.com/AM in the PM. And you do not have to have a Facebook page to look at our Facebook
page.
No. We're not those shut you out type people.
No.
You better have this or you can't watch our stuff. We're not like that. So check that out. Now when you said that, it reminds me of something. I felt kind of bad and almost felt sad for John Carney earlier. I heard him make reference to a video that he has put up, on, I guess, on his page of these sisters, these acrobatic
the Ross
sisters.
Yeah.
I believe we put that on our page 2 years ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
He's on the air acting like, wait, crew, wait till you see what I discovered.
Amazing new video.
This is an amazing new video, and we're happy to bring it to you. 2 years ago. We had the, what do they call Sean?
The Ross Sisters.
The Ross Sisters. Is it still on our Facebook page?
I'll go back and find it, and I'll re-put it up on the top.
Yeah, replace it on the front page again, the landing page, just to outdo him.
Yes.
Because, I mean, he was so enthusiastic about it.
I know.
I felt bad. When do you see this? Well, our listener saw it 2 years ago. That's all. I just wanted to
72 ounces is 4.5 pounds.
What? No, it's not. 16 ounces is a pound.
Let's see.
That's what.
5 times 16 is.
4.5.
What?
It's 4.5.
It is?
4.5.
All right, hang on here. All right, 16.
4 times 16 is 64.
So that would be. No. 5. You're right. 5 times 16. 5 times 16 ounces would be 80. Boy, kids, stay in school.
Like we said, we're dumb.
Let me tell you, one of the things that we're so good at is showing young people how important it is to stay in school. Look how stupid we are.
Well, and we do it, too.
Not one of us challenged that 72 ounces was 6 pounds.
No, it sounded good to me.
How dumb are we?
Well, I was just going with you because I don't even know how many ounces are.
Everybody in this room who does not have a college education, raise your hand.
Okay? I knew 16 ounces. I knew 16 ounces in a pound.
Yeah, well, that's what makes it even sadder that we say 72 pounds. We know it's 16 ounces. 6 pounds, 7 pounds, 4.5 pounds.
We do
you.
It for listener interaction, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
That's it. We do it on purpose.
It's interactive radio.
Okay, you know what? I forgot. We did it on purpose just to get calls.
Keep the listeners' brains
on their toes.
Working as well.
Yep. You're right. I forgot that sometimes we do
right.
that.
We all knew it was for
Yeah, you're right.
This is the learning show.
We did. We knew it. We can close the Burke segment. The Burke segment is officially closed. All right. Now, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. Let me sort of set the stage here by first of all saying that I am I don't know that I believe in luck. My life has had a pretty good run. Okay, I've had nothing bad happen to me any worse than happens to most people. I'm not a victim of a hurricane, didn't have my house burned to the ground. I didn't lose a child, I don't have cancer. So you need to know going in that I get it. I get that there are people who really do just get dealt a bad hand. But I still like to complain.
Right.
It feels good. I feel better when I complain. And here's the other reason I like to do it. I think there are probably people, let me put it this way, in the same way that I look at a big movie star and I think, wow, do they have it made? They just bought that $18 million house in Malibu as a second home and blah, blah. Boy, they got it all. No, they don't. They really don't. But I look at it and at them and I go, man, they sure got it made. I think there are probably people that think, well, Frank's got it made. He's got a Corvette. He's got a boat. He goes to the lake. Blah, 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 blah. I do. So when I complain, and I'm about to complain, I'm doing it for a couple of reasons. One, to generate some calls from you as to why you might also think that so far, 2014 is a sucky year so far. We're only 9 days in, and this is like one of the worst stretches I've been through in a long time. Again, I realize that in the whole scheme of things, in the big picture, I really have nothing to complain about, but I'm going to complain anyway, and I'm going to tell you why this is a horrible year. So far, and then I want your calls, if you, too, agree that from January 1st to the 9th, 9 days, something about this year so far is making it look like it's not going to be the best year of your life. Now, I chipped a tooth, no big deal. Internet went out, no big deal. Pipe burst, ruined almost half of my basement, big deal. Okay, big deal. Not a hurricane, not a tornado, not a fire, still a pain. And just seemed to come along. Then I get a phone call on the way in today, and I'm not going to go into what it was, but let's just say when I knew who was calling, I knew this person wouldn't be calling me to go, hey, how's it going? It was more bad news. Then I get a call also this morning from my daughter. The company she works for apparently has just let go all of the people above her that she really liked.
Oh, man.
I mean, her next superior above her, that person's superior, and that person's superior.
Holy cow.
Just out of nowhere, just fired. So she calls me, and I know what she's thinking. She's thinking, as they work their way down, how far down are they going to go, and is she next? And
well, maybe it could mean...
Thank you.
Yeah,
here's what I said to her.
All those spots are open now.
I said, one of two things will happen. And by the way, there's nothing you can do about it. See, there's certain things, like my pipe burst, okay? There's nothing I can do about that. There's no way. I actually could have prevented it, but I didn't know that I could. So it is what it is. And I told her, I said, look, if you lose your job, between me, your brothers, nobody's going to let you starve. I mean, you're not going to starve. But it's a pride thing. It's like independence. I'm on my own. I want to stay. I get it. So she calls me back. And I said, well, what about, and I named the two other people that were still on board that she really relied on. I see. She says, no, no, they're still in play. An hour later, she calls. She goes, they just got fired.
Oh, my goodness.
So I said, and Peon hit it. I said, well, you're either going to get let go, or there are all kinds of doors that are going to open
her
for
age
you.
Age is a huge.
Well, and sex. She's the only female in the slot she's in.
I'm sure a lot of them were maybe a lot older than her.
Yes,
40s,
and,
50s.
Yes and no. Yes and no, 30s, 40s, 50s. But I said, this could also be an opportunity for them to move you up. Maybe they see something in you that... I said, so you don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. And here's my take on working for a big company or big corporation, which I only have... I've done one time. Sometimes it is the greatest job security in the world because you're in a system with profit sharing and promotions and you can work your way up. You could eventually become maybe not CEO, but a really, really top ranking a position where there are all kinds of benefits in that company. Or it can be a job where your fate is in the hands of somebody who doesn't even know you. The big boss is sitting in Seattle or in Italy. Or they don't even know you.
Yeah, what was it, Macy's, 2,500 people the other day?
So they just start cutting.
Yeah.
It's just a name and a paycheck. That's the downside to working for a big company, and it's why I've never been drawn to going to work for a huge corporation. If I did it, I'd have to have an ironclad, five-year, no-cut, this is the... Kind of like the CEOs do, that even if you fire them and they destroy the company, you still got even $50 million.
They get a bonus.
Exactly, get a bonus for ruining the company.
Yeah.
So it's just that kind of year where me and extended out from me, even my daughter's looking around going, what the heck is going on? I don't know what's going on here with this 2014. And add to that the fact that, wait till you hear this. The insurance adjuster came out today. Fireman's Fund, that's who I have. And he had just come from a home in Chesterfield. You know how sometimes you think if somebody has a real nice house that nothing bad ever happens because it's an expensive house, so everything must be the best? The house he just came from, to my house, the couple had gone to the Cotton Bowl game to watch Mizzou. While they were gone, three pipes burst.
Oh.
$300,000 in damage.
Oh, man.
Now you got a problem.
Oh, huge problem.
And then he said there was another home he had been to yesterday. Six pipes burst in Chesterfield.
Wow.
Massive, massive damage. So it can always be worse. But if you think this year is just not off to the great, I'd love to hear your story. And again, I'm sure that a lot of you out there actually have something to complain about. You got a diagnosis you didn't want to hear. There was a car wreck. And if it gets to that point, I don't want to drag everybody down too low.
But there was a guy that called yesterday, and he said something about...
I think I remember this.
Yeah, and his 11-year-old.
Yeah.
And he was going to visit the hospital because they found cancer on her lung again.
Okay, maybe
and this is like in January.
Maybe so. We won't take it quite to that depth, but if just sort of one thing after another. See, and I'll tell you something, this 10 below thing, what was it, like 23 years the last time we saw that? I mean, that's builders who build houses for the Midwest, for St. Louis, maybe take a note. And when you build your next house, maybe think about the possibility, because it'll happen again, that it could be 10 below, and factor that into the insulation, how you run the plumbing, which faucets go to what part of the house, external hydrants and all that, because I don't think they build with 10 below in mind.
And there's a freeze line underground, too. There's a freeze line that they say when they put the pipes and stuff underground.
I think the water, I know the water that comes into my house, the main line, because I'm on a well, is 42 inches underground.
Yeah.
And I guess as you get underground, it's warmer. Because don't animals, snakes, and junk burrow down. And the other thing I got to thinking about is this last pile of snow we had. I'm in deer country. Where did all the deer go when it was 10 below? Somebody had said, well, they lie down in what? In the snow to get warm? Burrow where? Burrow in the snow to get... How do they do that? Where do birds go?
They're still just flying around. I don't know how their little bodies take it.
I walked out of the house 2 days ago, whenever it was 10 below, heard a bird. He sounded like he was happy as he could be.
My dad has bird feeders and bird seed, and they're everywhere in his yard. Just
if I'm a bird, and I live by pecking stuff up off the ground, I got to look down and go, hey, where's the ground?
Yes.
I can't peck through that snow. I would think there would be a million dead birds lying on the snow. Just snow covered with dead birds because they couldn't get to the ground to pick up a seed.
Well, yeah, you think about it, how many birds you see every day, and how often do you see a dead bird laying on the ground?
No, we've talked about this. we've talked about this. Where do they die? There are millions of birds. They don't live forever. And every day, you know, in the area that you live in, 10,000 birds die.
Right.
Where are they? And here's the other thing. With humans, like if a guy's shoveling snow, he just drops dead of a heart attack. If a bird or a bunch of birds are flying, how come you never see, like, one of them, give out...
Yeah.
just oh man, he was the oldest bird in the flock, and he just gave up, and he just fell out of the sky. Never. It's like they know where to go die, like the elephant graveyard. Maybe there's a bird graveyard. So we'll take your calls. We're wide open. We're gonna take a first break. We're gonna come back and then we'll just chat. We'll whatever you want to do, we'll do it. We're gonna go check in with a guy now who's also the, I don't want to say victim, it's makes it sound like it's worse than it is, but he was the recipient of some water, unsolicited water at his dealership. John Londoff has got his duck call out, so things must be good. Now, what did that mean? What did that mean?
It's been a long time since I blew a duck call.
What did that mean? What did that mean, what you just did in duck language? What did you just say?
It just makes me happy. It just makes me happy, you know? I mean, you know, just, you know.
So there was no specific message like a mating call?
Call, chuckle.
Yeah. I don't know anything about what he's doing, but it sounds good to me.
You know, it just makes me happy. And, you know, it's balmy outside, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, compared to what we had, yeah.
It's almost like, whew.
So is your basement dry? Is the dealership dry? Is everything dry?
We almost turned the air conditioner on here today. It's so hot.
But are you dried out from the water?
The house?
And both?
Well, the dealership was outside. And,
okay.
In great shape. MoDOT, City of Florissant, they did a fantastic job. I mean, Dunn Road is beautiful. I mean, it's almost dry. We've had a buddy of mine here, Tim Pagrellis, and two dump trucks, and they... backhoe, front loader. We're hauling the snow away. It's gone. Not completely, but man, this place is starting to look.
Where'd you take it to? Another dealer's lot?
That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, man. Good idea.
In the middle of the night, like 2 o'clock in the morning, dump it in another dealer's lot. Yeah. I think that's hilarious.
Right, like right at their entrance.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And do it in an unmarked dump truck.
Oh, sure.
You probably got cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Let me page Bruce. Hey, Bruce Weiner, come to my office. I got a great idea.
You know, the best part of all this is that Dan Strauss actually had a good idea.
Yeah. No, I don't know what happened.
No, I don't either.
You know, that's what happens when Dan gets a little sleep.
Yeah.
He comes up with stuff.
Little got a lot of sleep last night. Oh. He told me, we were waiting for you to come on the air. He goes, boy, I feel great. You told me that your back hurt. You threw your back out.
Oh, my back's killing me today.
Yeah, your back's killing you. I'm the one that had to move basement furniture.
I don't. I didn't have much sleep last night at all. So, goofy.
Well, you've got a girlfriend, so you're going to have somebody keeping you up. You've got a girlfriend. Yeah. We're married.
Yeah, that's right.
We got plenty of sleep.
I forgot.
What does that mean, Frank? I mean, you get plenty. You told me you didn't get any sleep at all because of the water.
Well, yeah, I was up till 2 o'clock moving stuff all around and trying.
Oh, your wife didn't help you?
No.
What?
No, she was tired from working out. Oh. She's the one in good shape. No, she didn't help me. No,
Frank was downstairs and he goes, "Hey, honey, can you come down here and help me get some of this furniture?"
No, I'm watching Downton Abbey. I'm not coming down there.
Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Oh, is that just a great program?
I wouldn't know because I can't. I tried to watch it and I can't watch it.
Why?
Because it's got English people in it, and it's from that Victoria. I've said this before. If I watch a show and I hear these words, milady or milord or your grace, I'm out. I don't want to hear that. I don't want that kind of talk.
Well, you just said that you were trying to watch Downton Abbey.
I didn't say it like that.
Wait a minute.
I didn't say it like that. I sat down and tried to watch
it. I want to hear that again. Do that accent again.
I was trying to sit down and watch Downton Abbey.
That's great.
I gave it about 20 minutes, and I had no idea what I was watching, and I just don't like that teacup, formal, Victorian. I don't like that stuff.
I couldn't stand having somebody like in my room all the time, helping dress me. And
exactly. And the guy comes in from Polo or from the Fox Hunt and Charles.
Have your powdered wig ready, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
The funny thing is, like, you know, this guy, one of the lead characters, right, Lord Grantham. Lord, he's not a lord.
No.
He's a loser. He lost, like, millions of dollars in bad investments.
The lord is in heaven.
That's right.
You're not lord. And here's the other thing. The clothes these people wear, it must have taken them 2 hours to get dressed. Buttons everywhere. A bunch of goofy sock-type things pulled with their pants tucked in.
No wonder they're sleeping all the time. They're exhausted after undressing.
Well, if you wanted to have sex, by the time you got down to the goods, you're tired.
Yeah.
Or finished.
There you go.
Tired or finished.
Starting again.
Oh, man.
Taking all those clothes off.
I know it's popular. I know it's a big hit. Maybe if I watched the first 3 or 4 episodes from the beginning, I have a thing about those, your grace, me lord. I don't know. I just don't get it.
Now, would you have liked to have had, let's say you've been born back in that era. Would you have loved to have had people waiting on you hand and foot?
I think anybody would like it until you get to the point where it's kind of a prison. You're stuck in that environment. And it's like that Prince Harry and those people. The thing I like about Harry is he seems to kind of get out and be a regular guy doing that track.
How about his last trip to Vegas?
Yeah, well, how about that cold weather the hiking in the snow thing with the troops, with the wounded warriors? I think that's fantastic that he does that.
Oh, yeah.
But these Charles, big-eared Charles and these people, I just think, who wants to live like that where your car is ready, sir? You know, and they open the door for you. I don't think.
Wipe your bottom, sir.
Charles, that is one... not a very attractive...
No, guy. You can say it. He is butt ugly. Charles
is... I mean, he didn't get hit by a branch. That whole tree hit on him.
Didn't get much of his mother's
looks. And landed on him twice, I think. I mean, that is one... Yeah, he is just ugly.
But that's
that's an unfortunate thing. He kept looking at Princess Diane, God bless her, and he's like, she's way too beautiful for me, you know?
So he had to go get that horse-faced Camilla, and what was he thinking? I mean, she must be great in bed, but if you're royalty...
Maybe.
I just think that when he wakes up in the morning, he looks at her, he goes, perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
perfect fit. But if you're royalty,
like
that's the thing about being royalty and having that blood. It doesn't make any difference what you look like.
No.
You're royalty. You're radio royalty.
What?
RR? Oh. Radio royalty.
Radio royalty. Lord Frank O'Pen. jalapeno.
Oh, my goodness.
Is he drinking?
Sounds like
Thurston Howell.
Sounds like a bayou accent.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, there is no radio royalty. The radio business is not a business where there's nobody in it that's royalty.
There are a few that we know that think they are radio royalty.
Oh, we can name you those people.
There we,
we can
now
tell
we're
you.
We're throwing a few daggers out there.
We can tell you. Well, look, you know there are people in the car business that think they are about two notches above everybody else because of the lineage and the number of dealerships and models and the name. And you know what I'm talking about. They think they're, you know what, don't stink, and that they don't have to meet the people that buy the cars the way you try to. You know what I'm talking about. Their name's on the place, but you're never going to meet them. It's gotten so big, the dealerships, mega dealerships, that sometimes they couldn't possibly interact with the customers.
Right.
And I'm not knocking it. I know there's a lot of money to be made that way. I happen to be more of a fan of the shake a hand and say thank you and old school stuff.
You know what? There's nothing better than talking to people. We talk about that here, you know, picking up the phone and calling someone, answering your phone. I know a lot of guys in my business, you know, guys that own a dealership, general managers of automobile. They don't want to talk to customers. Well, let me help you. We do. I mean, I love talking to people. That's what I love about this business is being able to meet. Yeah, you never know from day to day who I get to meet and just turn them into, besides a customer, a friend. And speaking of a friend, we have one of our top sales representatives who's in with me right now, Michael Grakalski. I mean, he's
Hello,
been with
Frank.
Me.
Hello, Mike.
Worked here for 7 years.
7 years.
And I, Grakalski, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Let me hear you say it.
7 years, you don't know his last name?
Is that correct?
And he said he was a good friend. He's a good friend.
We call him Mike G.
I was closer to his dad.
Oh, I've met Mike G. I know who Mike G is, but what's interesting to me is he's been there 8 years or something. You go, was that your last name, Mike?
I wanted him to pronounce it for me because on his voicemail message, Mike Grakalski, he says it with like royalty. Let me hear it.
Grakalski.
Uh-huh. I think he said it like a drunk guy.
Yeah. I'm Mike Grakalski. How are you doing?
Yeah, I give him a drink tonight. Have you?
So, Mike, how's everything going?
Oh, wonderful, Frank.
Well, that's good to hear. What
like
makes
to hear
it?
You're talking about movies. I'm thinking about Oprah movies I could watch.
About what?
Oprah movies.
Oprah.
Well, you got a small collection to choose from. Color Purple, Lee Daniels, The Butler, and another.
Free Willy.
Was she in, oh, come on.
Orca.
Oh, damn.
Orca Winfrey.
Racist.
Yeah, laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kidding me? I mean, well, this is a genius and enterprising young lady. But you know what? Snow is almost gone.
Rain. You know what? Good news. Rain tomorrow to wash some of this stuff out of here.
Oh, I can't wait. We go from 15 below zero to tomorrow 43, 44 in rain.
We'll take it.
Wild. I can't wait. I can't wait that first day when they're like, woo, is it going to be hot out there? 98 high or high 103, 97% humidity. I will jump up and down with perspiration, wetness, I'm sure. But still, I mean, it's only, you know, not even through the first 10 days of January, and I am sick of winter.
Now, we could still get hammered again.
Yeah.
Oh, that great. Let's talk about that.
Well, we could.
We could still get hammered. Well, how about we don't?
Okay.
You're talking about you want to go out and get hammered drunk?
I don't get drunk. I don't do that either.
Well, you just said that. I thought you just said you didn't want to go get hammered.
No, I said we could still get hammered again, weather-wise. You know what I meant, weather.
No, you see what it's like to turn around? Okay, because you twist my words. I'm just twisting your words. You want to go get
hammered? Wow, listen to him.
Oh, man.
Man, the gloves are off.
Yeah.
He turned on me. The prices here at Johnny Lawndup Chevrolet are going to spin your head like you are hammered.
Hey.
You like that?
Yeah, that's real good.
Okay. You know what? My New Year's resolution is to get some great listeners of yours out of some cars and trucks that they've probably been driving for a long time because they just didn't want to buy a new car, buy a new truck.
Do you remember the last number that was published about the age of the average car on the road in the United States? Remember what the number is?
11 years.
Exactly. 11. The average car on the road is 11 years old.
What do I win?
Nothing.
Come on.
We don't have anything.
It's got to be a gift there.
We don't have anything. Give him a Paul Harris coffee mug.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
A Paul Harris coffee mug?
Leftover from 15 years.
We'll give you a bumper sticker.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Bumper sticker that says, I listen to Paul Harris.
Yeah.
That was my dad's favorite line. Hey, don't open up your shirt, let your heart fall out.
What does that mean?
Huh?
What does that mean?
You know, that means you offered to do something. It was like a small offer. It should have been larger, you know. Here, let me give you a nickel. Oh, yeah, don't open up your shirt, let your heart fall out. How about a buck?
That's a good one.
Timmy Londup calls it paper.
Okay? He calls what?
Make that paper.
Paper. Yeah, making that paper. And he rubs his fingers together. He is one funny young man. Danny makes me laugh.
Well, that sure is funny.
As funny as this program.
Oh, man.
You know? But I can tell you, well, you know what isn't funny?
What?
These great prices here at Johnny Londup Chevrolet, they're hysterical. They're so great.
Yeah, well, you're serious about pricing.
They are.
Give us an example.
We've got way too many cars. We have way too many trucks. We have some 13 Sonics as low as $11,900.
That must be pre-owned.
No. No, Frank, those are brand new.
Wow.
Brand new.
Mike G is still in there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, just checking.
He's waiting to conduct business as soon as this is over with.
Yeah, he's got something real important he's waiting to talk to him about.
Up to $8,000 off Silverados and Traverses. $8,000 off.
Wow.
Silverados and Traverses. Are you kidding me? Those are crazy prices.
Yeah.
But that's what we're doing. We got to move the inventory because if we're going to get more snow later this winter, we don't want as many cars and trucks to move. So we want to move them into your great listeners' driveways, into their garages, under their carports. Time to move them. Got to move these new cars, new trucks, and over 200 pre-owned vehicles, Mark Thornton in the used car department. So we need your trade-in. We need you to buy some cars. We need you to come in and make us laugh. Tell us a joke or two. And get more money off the price of a car because last couple of days have been pretty tough. You know, and hats off to my beautiful wife, Mimi. She, you know, we got a lot of work, just finished redoing our basement. We love it. It's beautiful. And now we have to have it ripped up and put back together again.
But, if she does a good job with that, can she come over to our house and show us what to do with our basement? Because ours is ruined, too.
No.
Okay.
Her lovely sister, Julie, runs. Nicknamed Juju. They all have nicknames. Mimi, Mary Elizabeth is Mimi. Catherine Harrison is Kitty. Julia Claire is Juju. Later on, my dad would say, do any of them have a real name? I said, well, yeah, that's a real name. You know, so, Julie is an interior decorator.
Juju, you don't hear that. We had a relative nickname was Gentile.
Oh, man.
Hey-o.
I said, Juju's paddles. There they are.
Jimmy Stewart, everybody.
Yeah.
The great James Stewart, as performed by Dan Strings.
Now I'm really glad you all entertain yourself.
give John a little more of that. Give John a little more of that wonderful life. What else you got, Jimmy Stewart?
Oh, he goes, Juju's paddles. There they are. Merry Christmas, you beautiful building alone. Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter. Happy New Year to you. In jail, going home, George. They're waiting for you.
Wow, it's like I'm watching the movie. What's the phone number there?
314. I've been begging for you to ask. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Mike G, what's the email?
Take two.
Wow, yeah. We'll edit that out.
I just did that to try and bring a little bit of levity to the program.
Yeah, sure you did. Sure you did.
Londup.com.
Mike G, I'm with John. What's that? I think he meant to say internet. What's the website?
Londup.com.
L-O-N-D-O-F-F.com.
24/7, 365. Mike G, you have a great voice. Sing the jingle.
No.
Come on, Mike.
Mike?
I'm stumped.
You don't know the jingle?
Londup Chevrolet.
I think Mike just lost his job.
Oh, no.
Play back, John, so he can hear himself stumbling while ago. And then combine that with yesterday when he bent over in the snow with his long johns
on. Goodness.
Here we go. This is
Oh. Wow.
Hammered, Frank.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
listen,
you are.
We're going to send you some business, okay?
You're hammered.
We'll send you some business.
You're hammered. All right, thank you.
Mike, good job on that jingle.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. There they go. The comedy team of Mike G. and John L. We'll be back. Big 550 KTRS.
Get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, I saw that video of that gal eating that steak. That's pretty disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
No, it's not pretty. It's not a pretty look.
No, it's not. I just... it's kind of disgusting. Hey, this traffic report is brought to you by Denny's. Eat great for just $4. You can with Denny's 2-4-6-8 value meal or value menu. Like the $4 everyday value slam, look for Denny's coupons in next week's mail and visit one of their 30 St. Louis area Denny's. They've just cleared an accident that was on eastbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway. Still a little bit of heavy traffic coming that way. Other than that, we just have a stall on eastbound 270 at 170. We also have another one eastbound 270 after Lindbergh. And on westbound 70, they just cleared a stall before Cypress. This traffic report also brought to you by Office Max. If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max. All at great prices. So stop by today and get right down to business. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. Tonight, the Lady Bulldogs of the University of Georgia come to Columbia to take on our University of Missouri ladies basketball team in Mizzou Arena in the annual Gold Rush game. Pre-game is 6:30 and the tip-off is at 7. Right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Ken Heisey. We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve our clients well. As a fiduciary, I have a legal responsibility to work for your best interests. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and I'd be happy to give you a no-obligation consultation. If you're like most people, you've had some gains recently. Unfortunately, most people aren't aware of the fees that they've been paying on their investments, so a lot of your gains could disappear before you see them. Now is the best time to give us a call and let us help you review your portfolio. Take control of your assets and your profits. Let us help you put a plan together with only one thing in mind, you.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116 or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With 4 locations in St. Charles County and 1 in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers! It's Thursday. That means you get $3 off any extra large 20-inch pizza at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. Save $3 on a delicious extra large 20-inch pizza every Thursday at Stefanina's.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids, we're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America, because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ARCA Midwest. geico.com.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory, the savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
One of the guys that works here, and he works here a lot, he works pretty hard, he's on multiple shows, Josh Groban, I think it's his last name.
Yep.
Josh Groban works here. And he came in here before the show, and he said either yesterday or the day before when he got out, and he got out early, and he said there was nobody on the road. He said, you know who was on the road and who I saw go by? Matheny Heating and Cooling. And I said, well, yeah. Like, he was surprised they'd be out. Are you kidding? This is their season. And they're kind of like the mail carriers. You know, they have that through rain or sleet or dark of night or whatever that slogan is, nothing will stop us from our appointed rounds. That's Matheny. In fact, hang on, I have yet another great Matheny email dated January 7th. Frank, my daughter's heat went out last night. I had her call Matheny Heating and Cooling based on your recommendation. I'm sure they're swamped right now. They said, no problem, be out first thing this afternoon. Then here's this email. Same date. Frank, here it is, 12:30. Heater is fixed. Simple sensor switch. They could have taken advantage of us, but they didn't. Thanks to Matheny and their honesty. Chuck, thank you for the email. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 71 years in the business. They'll work on anything you have. MathenyHeatingandCooling.com. It is 4 o'clock at the Big 5.